Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, the time is just gone. 7 minutes over the hour seven, and we are talking about spiritual instruction, what it is even all about. Babongane, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Greetings to you.
Sakubona mfundisi Ray, ngibingeleleke ku Professor Mbethi, ngibingeleleke nakumahi, ngibingeleleke nakubarukia mfundisi, nabo bonke abalaleli be Radio Pulpit. Isihloko esithi spiritual instruction, ukuyala kukamoya. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 ithi, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The word of God comes to us as a spiritual instruction. Spiritual instruction by searching, reading the Bible, pray with a serious desire for instruction. We get spiritual instruction through scriptures, prayer, prophets, and men of God. We know the truth through the witness of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 13. Take theme, hold of instruction. Do not let go, keep her, for she is your life. As believers, obedience is the key to spiritual instructions. This is a major requirement in our walk with God. The examples of the great people who obeyed spiritual instructions are Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Genesis chapter 13, verse 1. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, to the south. Genesis chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. God said to Noah, make yourself an ark of a copper hood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to faith. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, the story of a woman who obeyed the instruction from Elisha, verse 3. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. Verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. In Luke chapter 5, the story of the obedience of Peter obeying Jesus' instruction, he got a miracle out of it. Uma bedoba ke inhlanzi, uJesu wamtshela ukuthi ke akaphonseleke amanethi ke ekujuleni. Hawu, amanethi ke aphuma ke esesindwa ke zinhlanzi ngoba wathobela ke umyalo kaJesu. Examples of people who disobeyed spiritual instruction in the Bible. The angels urged Lot to hurry and take out his wife and two daughters from the city of Sodom. The angels said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains. lest you be destroyed. 26. But his wife looked behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. 1 Samuel chapter 15. The story of Saul, when God instructed him to destroy the Amalekites and everything they had, including their animals, but he ignored the instruction. He didn't destroy their sheep and oxen, because according to him, people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 21. It is important that we follow God's word and his instructions.
Yes.
If we do things in his ways, we will be prosperous. God gives us commands to help us arrive at his best for our lives. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's good to hear from you. And Charles Sibego, I will come to yours after this.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
The Pitch Your Business competition is now in full swing. Over 300 participants are engaging in high-quality online training provided by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science. With this free online training, we intend to equip and empower those in the early stages of their entrepreneurial journey, as well as those who are still to implement their ideas. To all participants of this year's Pitch Your Business competition, as you commit to this remarkable endeavor, Radio Pulpit wishes you a fruitful journey ahead.
All right, Charles Bego says, Bangani Nozalo, Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I want to know who are those the writer of this book refers them as a cloud of witnesses. That's a good question. Come to think of it, it's angels. All right, and we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're talking about divine instruction, what it is even all about. Now, let me bring this to you again, Professor. I am looking at Proverbs chapter 1, verses 3. It says, to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Divine instruction enables us to move in the wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity of the Father. Equity, which is the opposite of iniquity. If we do not have this divine justice, we are besetting us with weights that will entangle us in the future. Professor?
Thank you, brother. If we are not going to live by the instruction or not receive the instruction.
Hold it there a bit for me, Professor. Just hold it there a bit for me. Let me tell
okay.
this. So, Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, how are you, Dr. Ray?
Very well, how are you, Timson?
I'm fine, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. You know, hey, first of all, today I would like to acknowledge Pastor Apostle Bui, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also a rolling member.
You do what?
I know rolling home church.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I remember also, you know, I visited once last Easter.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Thank you so much. And my parents, I really thank God to talk to her. She's my inspiration. I talked to her as I had you talk only.
Okay. Wow. That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you, Pastor. Mm. You too, my brother. How are you?
I'm very well, man. I praise the Father for the well-being.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Pastor, spiritual instruction. You know, I will basically share as the Lord says that, you know, when Paul spoke about it in Galatians, that it is in equity as Abraham with two sons, one according to the flesh, one according to the spirit. And the other one, God through a slave woman, Hagar. And the other one, God through the free woman, Sarah. So the first one is basically legalism. You know, basically these are two powerful matters, Judaism and Christianity. So now Christianity is basically the new Jerusalem that is coming from above. And then Judaism could even look like Christianity, but, you know, going backward under the law, legalism, all of that. Circumcised, all of that. And then basically trying to point the fact that you need to be circumcised in order to be born again. And this would mean Gentiles can't be born again. So that is like the Haggai generation. But it's the word also, but now it does not have faith, it does not believe the righteousness of God, which is in Christ. Now Christ is now who? The new Jerusalem, the free woman is Sarah. Now that is Isaac. So that is why we are blessed by God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob is Israel. So being God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is Father. And then his son is Jesus. He comes from him. These are his people whom he says he's not ashamed to call their God. So the spiritual instruction then quickly goes into what? Into the righteousness as stipulated by the Father, by the blood. Because the legalism actually, if you did legal things, you are appointed. But now, God just did what? Atonement. Something called atonement. So atonement is basically the actual death of that spirit. So when you believe according to the flesh, you really yet dealt with the matter of sin. Because sin endows, kills, it is deadly. So then the justice of it is that then it killed. So a killing has happened, so which means another killing has to happen to restitute that one, to atone that one. So that was a stumbling block for the Jews, and later all this Paul would say was stupid to the Greeks. But Paul then emphasized and said, but it's the wisdom of God, Christ crucified. Now to acknowledge it is that atonement, is that payment that is for justice to happen. And then finally, Pastor, and this is prophetic. So, which means this is a call for patience and endurance. Because when Christ dies, you die with him. That is what Christianity is all about. Christianity, in this case, that is what following Christ is all about. Because now the divine instruction is no longer like how many laws must Christ said, the only law that must to believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, himself made himself like that's the divine instruction. You don't need to make any other laws. Do that one and pass them on.
I hear you. I hear you quite well. Wow. Tumi, I want to thank you, man. You still there?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
All right, then. Blessings. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer?
WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Hey, Putwami.
Hi, my brother, Barry.
Kunjani kodwa?
Khona man. Sakhiniwe mfini.
Hallelujah, siyabonga.
Ngizoqa ukubulisa uBrother Baruki no Prof Buyisondezi.
Awuzweke, awuzweke.
The topic, Brother Ray, spiritual instructions or divine instructions, the steps to experience our freedom in Jesus Christ is to read the Word, Brother Ray, and to pray and worship our God. Ngoba loko kuzokwenza senze intando kaNkulunkulu, the will of God, njengoba usukhulumile. Nase sihlangana nezinkinga, phela ziningi izinkinga ezakha umubi uSathane lapha, Brother Ray. With prayer, let's take it to Jesus Christ, our counselor and Lord. We must always submit to God to protect us. Sikhuleke kuJesu Christ ngoba iningi labaholi emhlabeni nasemabandleni banesifo, lesifo kuthiwa yi-pride, Brother Ray. Abanakuzithoba. Kepha izwi lithi lapha kuProverbs 3:3-7, uBrother Baruch is besishilo, trust in the Lord with your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. They say James 4:6, yona uNkulunkulu umelana nabazidlayo, kepha abathobekile ubapha umusa. That divine instruction for the way. Masibe nokuhlakanipha ukuvela phezulu. Sitho njalo njengenkosi uDavide owathi ngelinye ilanga wayengajabulanga, izitha zimkakile egijima efunwa na uKing Saul, kodwa uthi the Lord is my shepherd. Divine instruction directs us to know our God better. Sivuma ukuholwa umoya oyingcwele. Because thina angeke siyimele le nto, singabantu enyama negazi, Brother Ray. Masinikele konke to our God to direct our steps. Proverbs 20:24. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madzari, uNkulunkulu anibese nonke to God is glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. May the Father be glorified. Bless you, my friend. Thank you.
Bless you, my brother.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Thank you so much. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Proverbs 1:3 and Proverbs 1:23. And it says to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. And I was asking this question to Professor Bui and saying, in order to understand the justice of the Father, His wisdom, His judgments, and also His equity, we need to stay at His instruction. Because He says, turn at my rebuke. He says, turn at my rebuke, surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Then we start to dwell also in the knowledge of the Father, and we start to understand what He is all about. Professor.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, let's pick up again from the verse that you just quoted, Proverbs 1. Let me read 2 to 5 so that you can pick up the verse that you just quoted. It starts by saying on verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. It all started from where? From instruction, knowing wisdom and instruction. So God is giving us benefits and the outcomes of us embracing instruction. Not only do we take the words that come from the instruction, we receive wisdom from instruction because it is locked with lots of possibilities. It is locked with God himself. And he says when we receive knowledge and instruction, we also get understanding. We perceive the words of understanding, and we also receive justice, judgment, you know. And all of this is telling us there is more to gain in obedience than what we think we are losing.
Yeah.
There is more to benefit from obedience and taking the word of God than what we think we will gain when we do our own will. And the Bible says here, when we take instruction, God will give prudence to the simple. God will give young men knowledge and discretion. And the taking of instruction turns mere men to great men. It takes a normal person to be an extraordinary person. It changes a man of a lesser character to be a man of a noble character. And the Bible tells us here, it says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning. So it means if you need to be wiser, if you need to be knowledgeable, pay attention to the instruction. It's even more beautiful here because speak about spiritual instruction. It means you will be learning holistically, knowing things of God, knowing things before they happen, because you'll be knowing things from the higher level. God says you will increase your learning, you will increase your understanding, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So it means when we embrace spiritual instruction, we are embracing God, and we are going to get closer to who God is. We'll begin to act more like him, because everything that he says, we do. So the more we do the word, the more we become like him, because he is his word. So we get to a point or to a process of transformation, being transformed by the power of the word, transformed by the instruction. And the more we do the word, the more we become wiser. As we become wise, it means our actions are also getting changed. As we get changed change lifestyle, we are revealing more of God. So it starts from us taking the instruction of God. And I was also thinking at going back to where God started with his people Israel. God has not ordained that people must live without the guidance. He has not created that people be left alone. So I want to quote three scriptures here in the Old Testament that you may be understanding that it is not the will of God for us to live without instruction. Exodus 23 verse 20 says, behold, I am going to send an angel before you to guide you along the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. So for a man to move from where he is to where God wants him to be, he needs to be led. He needs to be guided. He needs to be instructed. There is no change of life. There is no movement from your position to where you would want to be without you obeying specific instructions. Even God here is speaking to the Israelites, you will be guided by an angel. You will need to follow what he says. You will need to make sure that you obey everything that you have to do so that you will be brought to a place that is prepared for you. We don't get where God wants us to be spiritually and physically because we don't want to be guided by God. We are not adhering to spiritual instruction, to spiritual guidance, whereas God has not ordained for us to be left alone, for us to operate in isolation outside of his will and outside of his word. In Jeremiah 10:23, it says, I know, O God, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in man who walks to direct his steps. So in other words, the steps of a man, the proper understanding and the destiny of a man is not in himself, but all of these are locked in God. And God reveals this, and God brings men to their destiny through instruction. God brings men to their to where they're supposed to be, to the work that they have to do through instruction. So if we are not going to listen, we are not going to obey, we are not going to manifest the will of God. We're not going to take the steps in the direction where God wants us to take those steps. Exodus 13, verse 21 says, the Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. So there is no time where God is leaving his people without being led by him. But the problem is, are we aware of the leadings of the Lord? Are we aware of the instructions? During the day or during the night, there is a presence of God. There is the leading of the Most High. The only thing that we need to be aware of is to understand what is the agent of leading that God is using for you at this particular point in time. Is God using the word? Is God using the prophet? Is God using the still small voice? You need to be having that discerning spirit that you may know that I am being led, God is guiding me, and is shining the lamp unto my feet, and I need to obey that, because I cannot be where God wants me to be if I'm not going to be obedient to the instruction and to the divine leading of the Most High. If he did that with the Israelites, how much more with us right now at this point in time, where we have the leading of the Holy Spirit? God has not left us alone. God has not left us without the helper and the leader, the guide and the instruction. So we just need to obey, because he is always in our midst. We just have to be cognizant and obedient to the spiritual instruction and spiritual guidance that we have with us right now.
I hear you quite well, Professor. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Muriel says, greetings, Pastor Ray. That song, Sefapanong, still blesses me. How can I get it? I think at the record companies, you know, you still can get it. At all popular record companies, you can get it. Record stores, by the way, sorry. Record stores. You can get it at the record stores. All right, and when you look into another one by Given Moketsi, says... All right, I think I have read this one. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter, this matter of divine instruction.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Mayaki.
Chalantilah. Kyanaboha. For Chunokape. Recently, more to be around a spiritual instruction.
Yes.
So, the Sajin Lutzidin way, Zerikadi, Lepanyangli spiritual instruction, ke fasting. Because fasting is one of the common disciplines that is used in many faiths, and it involves voluntary refraining from food, kana maybe certain types of food. And happy o fitlhelele gore batho ba bangwe ba dira for a period of time. So fasting can also be used as a form of focus on spiritual growth, prayer and self-discipline. Now we re ka gopola ga re sheba Matthew chapter 17:21. Now you had the disciples having or trying to cast out demons, and there was this person whom they failed to cast out the demon. So yare, but this kind of a demon does not go out by prayer and by going without food, so you can pray better. So that is where fasting comes in as well. Rekasheba li buka ya Daniel chapter number 1, when they said, look, Habaluko Babele, to say, no, we want to have a special kind of diet, you know. And when the Enoch came to look at them after 10 days, he found them to be more healthier than the guys, Babanzeng Baja, Dijotsedi Ordinary, you know. So that we can see, Hore, it would really also help to uplift. So we could also look at maybe the act of service as well, because also it's another powerful way, your spiritual instruction or spiritual practice, which would involve us volunteering our time, offering to help to those that are in need, or to perform small acts or random acts of kindness. So by serving others with a heart of love and humility, it helps to express our faith in action. So, and the scripture, a whole lot of time, would speak and teach us or instruct us to say, feed the hungry, that we must also look after the widows. So these are the instruction that we are being told, right? We are being told, and we need to carry out those kind of instructions to say, ahona, reka tswa motlung ra khona gore every time harikeletsa even skaftini, right, retsa di sandwiches, we can also make two slices whereby we give to maybe the guy motseling, you know, in order for them gore ba khone go ja. It's an instruction that one would have received. Isaiah 58:10, ya re, feed the hungry and help those that are in trouble, then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. So we can see that there is that guidance that we receive continually from the Supreme Most High, giving you water when you are dry and restoring our strength. So it becomes something that is important. Point engwe engai bayang ke gore, maybe let's say we could also look at journal keeping. Journal keeping would be that we learn to write stuff down. You know, it can be either our thoughts, it can be prayers, it can be the experiences, what we learn. Reflecting on our spiritual journey can help us to notice the growth, the pattern in which we walk, and to be able to be aware of which areas where we need more, or we can focus our attention on. So it helps a lot in showing kana how kwala, because you could also be receiving visions whatsoever, and maybe 3 years later you could one could now remember, or oh, okay, that particular vision, this is what you are saying, because then it's only 3 years later that you start to okraya karabululo ya that vision. So yeah, kyalebo
Tuda Mayahi, thank you so much. I appreciate, of course. Thank you. And you can talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking about spiritual instruction and what it is even all about. And that's the thing to know, man. What is it even all about? What to learn with regards to it? And much of the times, what we have come to see us really regarding spiritual instruction is.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right, let's say kuputwam. Putwami.
Reverend.
Yebo baba.
Yeah, then for a moment, to record this lady, I'm a told it there's the album and TVT is remembering William Queen. You know everything, love.
Oh, you know everything.
Yeah, I'm Kukula going to internet.
Oh, okay.
Si abombo ngejesu hamba nami sibakanyana zonke zilapho.
Yeah, no ngiyakhumbula.
Yeah, ngoba mina nginile ngine DVD yakhona la.
Oh, all right. When I think
yeah, angatholi album or lento. Ithathe zonke umlilo kaJesu uyakhumbula lo zonke zilapho.
No, let the DVD oyiphethe yenziwe yithi.
Oh, remembering Vuyo Mukwena.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey, brother Ray, humility yako yangikhaza, my brother.
Yeah, no, we thank the Father. We thank the Father.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Putwami. Blessings to you.
Thanks.
How's it going? We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And we are looking into the very notion of what is known as spiritual instruction. What comes to mind when we talk about that? Professor, I'm looking at the word in Malachi chapter 2, verses 7. Okay, before I go to that, let me take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Pastor, how are you?
Very well, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. It's good to listen again.
Yes, welcome back.
Yeah. Pastor, you see, you're still on the mat, I know, and now, I want to focus on this part. Mm. What do you benefit?
Yeah.
So, you see, this say that says the power of the word is in the word itself.
Mm.
Because now the obedience of faith is something that now produces something in you that makes you to be uncomfortable but happy.
Mm.
So, that's why the scripture says, even Jesus Christ himself, though being the Son of God, but born in the flesh like us, learned obedience through suffering.
Yeah.
Through suffering. So the wisdom of God is the one that Moses then depicted. And then in the book of Hebrews, it says, and Moses actually despised the pleasures of sin in Egypt, and rather opted the suffering of the people of God, which is Israel.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Dumi, blessings to you.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, and then, okay. Of course, finally, I need the product to come there will come between now.
Yeah.
The obedient in faith, ultimately.
Yeah. Now we give the Father the glory. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Love you, my brother.
Love you too, man. Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Oh, yes. Babongani, thank you so much. I appreciate. Welcome back.
Again, good evening, Pastor Ray.
Thank you.
And all your guests and the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spiritual instruction obedience demonstrate our faith and trust in God. We are to hear the word of God and act on it. Obedience is an act of worship. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Obedience is to show God that we love him. In John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. The benefits of following spiritual instructions. Obedience to commandments brings freedom, personal growth, protection from danger, and spiritual blessings. It can lead us to eternal life, to be in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Serving God by obeying scriptural instruction also guarantees strength. In Psalm 84, verse 7, reads as follows, they go from strength to strength, each one appears before God in Zion. When we obey the Lord, we can live a life of joy without shame, rooted deeply in the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulations. Psalm chapter 119, verse 1 to 2. Blessed are undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with whole hearts. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Through obedience, we experience the blessings of holy living. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God rewards obedience. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. And now, disobedience leads to sin and death. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 reads as follows, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you even abundantly. Say, we really appreciate.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Finally, Mayahe.
Again, maybe my last point, hard work of spiritual instruction. Maybe solo se ke karene ke ne ke lebetse go ka bua ka sone ke
it's hard fela jalo ha nyane re tlo bua ko wena. Hello there, hi.
Hello, ngani mfundi?
Siyaphila ninjani kodwa?
ngiyambulisana nabo bonke.
Mhm.
Yes, because it's like in when you smoke it out of a coffee with God.
Yeah.
19.
Yes.
Shalom.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, we still can take your calls, man. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. And of course, let's hear what you say with regards to this, the very issue of spiritual instruction.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
My ask again, maybe my last point, spiritual instruction, maybe solo seke karene, kene ke lebetse go ka bua ka sone ke maybe when it comes to music, you know, it is also part of our spiritual instruction or spiritual practice, which can help or which makes those that are artists to be receiving the word, to be receiving songs, and to start to write those songs. You know, it is part of the act of worship. Simply experiencing the beauty of existing work. So the music can be able to elevate the spirit and to bring a deeper connection to the Supreme Most High, whereby Mama Maureen Sitsurere Sarona, our Anita Baker, the songstress, Kiki Muntu Okahane Aratang Ho Pela, Waiwana. So you can see for a. And hey, there's this song that came to my heart. So it's that instruction that would encourage her to sing, and so which is a beautiful thing. So we'll have those that are also able to write these songs, to compose, and they fulfill. They can offer wisdom. They can offer support. They can offer directions, you know, in us navigating our spiritual path. And they can also help us to discern with regards to our spiritual experiences and suggest better practice that are able to resonate with us. So, me gape le baretsi botlhe ba Radio Pulpit go fitlha re ba re kopana mo bekeng e tlang. Shalom to you, shalom to Professor Bui and everyone who's contributed on the show. Halala.
Halala. Thank you so much, Mayahi. We really appreciate. And the time has just gone 8 minutes to the hour. Let me see. I think Wayne has sent a WhatsApp there. Thank you so much, Wayne. Greetings. Job 33, verse 14. For Elohim in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men in order to turn men from his deed and conceal pride from men. He keeps his soul from the pit and his life from the perishing by the sword. I would conclude by saying it is the voice from the Father that gives us life. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. And Professor, let us come to the final matter on this. And when you look at spiritual instruction also, and this in the word of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 2. Then he opened his mouth and taught them. The issue of instruction, all in all, is to teach us. To teach us to become sons and daughters of the Most High. Without instruction, it is impossible for us to become his sons and daughters. What say you finally?
That is true, my brother. Thank you. Without instructions, we will not know what to do. Without instruction, we will never know the way. There is no light because there is no guidance. And it means now each one of us who will have to say things to other people must know that whatever you are speaking must be an instruction from the Most High so that we don't lose people on the way. So if you are aware that God has entrusted you with people, from your mouth must come the instruction from the Most High. So before we went on to break, you were quoting the book of Malachi, which reiterates what we are hearing here from the book of Matthew, which says, for the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts, meaning each person entrusted by God to say things to other people, there must be knowledge in their mouth. Mm. There must be understanding. There must be wisdom. But all of these are coming from God himself. It means these people must always be acquainted and connected with the Father for them to get the message from God, for them to draw from the Most High directly. We don't want to get the instruction of men. So it means from the mouth of the priest must be knowledge. These are the people who must stay at the feast of Yahushua HaMashiach, at the feet of Yahushua himself, hearing his word, hearing the instruction, that they may take the message and pass that message to other people. And in Psalm 25, it says, lead me in your truth and teach me. So it is more about being taught. It is more about knowledge that will be delivered in the form of the word. And this is the word that must be obeyed. But if people do not have time for the word, people cannot sit down for the word, cannot be patient to be discipled and be taught, there is no way that they could be led into where God wants them to be. God continues to speak about the leading, the guidance for his people to do his will. Psalm 25:5, which is where I read, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Then the question that will be asked from this, for who are we waiting for? Are we waiting on the Lord? Are we looking for God's instruction in our daily activity, even in our churches? Are we delivering the messages of the Lord? Are we instructing people based on what we've heard from God, or are we instructing people based on what we want them to know, which is coming from the flesh? It means that it is time that priests get closer to God to hear from him so they can deliver the messages of the Most High, and let the churches again become the places of God, become the houses where the wisdom of God will be found. And I've realized that as we are busy talking about this beautiful topic, God is using spiritual instruction for him to keep us with him. So he is using this divine guidance for us to be continually connected with him. So he wants us to be in the right path with him. As he says, his word is the lamp unto our feet. So it means he's using this guidance for us to be one with him, as he is one with the Yahushua HaMashiach, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. So for us to be one with the Father, he must give us this instruction. It is the instruction that keeps us in the word and us doing the word, practicing the word, not just being the hearers, but to be the doers of the word.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor. And of course, you know, the very aspect of spiritual instruction has to do also with the running of the ministry, which is the body of Christ. Acts 28:23. So when they had appointed him, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of Yahuwah, persuading them concerning Yahushua, and from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. Instruction has to do also with discipleship, and discipleship persuades us to become that which Christ is, and so that we can be joined as together with him. Now, this is great. This is powerful. This is marvelous. Thank you so much for listening through. Professor, thank you so much. We really appreciate you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you, and a blessing to you and your family. Blessing to Brother Barukia. A blessing to everyone, our family of Radio Pulpit. May the glory of the Lord be upon you.
Regards to the family and, of course, to the church. Tell them we can't wait for you to invite us to come visit, you know.
Amen. Yeah. I will invite you very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Much blessings to you.
Amen. Blessings to you too, my brother. Take care.
Okay. Now, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate. And to the King of Kings, above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he continues to guide us into all truth. Thank you for participating. Thank you for the calls and the WhatsApps. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for listening for us. Thank you for being patient with us. Even where you know that they're a bit slow. But thank you so much for your patience. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. May the Father bless you. Tuda!
Rabba!
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo 8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.